from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cam Akers, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Dare Ogunbowale, British Brooks. Those are the running backs that made it. And that was a position group I think a lot of people were looking at to see what that would look like. The wide receiver group as well. Nobody better to join us than a guy who is around this team, covers this team, our guy, friend of the show, Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle. And, J.A., I want to know from you right off the bat, did anything surprise you? Any moves surprise you? Any cuts? Any guys that that you thought would be on this roster that that didn't make it?
I don't know that anything was crazy shocking. I kind of wondered how the Texans would view Noah Brown. You know, he was probably their fourth most talented receiver and had a couple of big games. But I understood the decision. You look at his availability. He missed 7 games last year, missed OTAs because of another injury, missed the playoffs last year too, missed OTAs because of another injury. And then he comes back, plays a little bit, and then gets injured again in training camp. So I understood that, but he was probably like the most talented player who they cut. Other than that, I was a little bit surprised at them releasing their fullbacks. But that just means that they think that Brevin Jordan can play fullback, and not primarily fullback, but he can line up back there if they need him. They won't have a use for it. They use it for other spots on the roster, and I think another surprise was British Brooks, for sure. He was a long shot to make the roster, but he had so much success in the preseason, I think they felt like they had to put him on there.
Yeah, the British Brooks thing is interesting. We just talked about it right before you came on. I think when he chin-checked number 93, that defensive lineman for the Rams, I think it just showed there's a level of physicality there that quite frankly, I think this offense it's one thing they're missing. And it also came at a time when Harrison, the other fullback who had more experience, was holding the hell out of everybody or whiffing completely, not even blocking the right guy, it looked like. So I think that was, I had him yesterday, Ron and I talked about it. I pegged him as my lower level player kind of surprise keep. And it was 100% solely based on the physical nature in which he chin checked 93.
Well, absolutely. I think there's nothing more coaches love than players doing the extra stuff. And when you can do things like that, I mean, that was a big boy who he chin-checked. And for him to do that, that's ideally what they were looking for those fringe roster players, guys who can do a little bit more than just running the football. Because British Brooks is not going to get much time if he remains on the roster. He's not going to get much time in a game. So what else can you do? Can you play special teams? Can you block if we need to? And he went up and showed out. And I think they rewarded him for that. And that's why he made the roster.
Jonathan Alexander, Houston Chronicle, joins us as we are kind of talking about the big news of the day, the Texans getting down to 53. I think one person talked about a ton, whether he'd make the team or if he'd be on the roster opening day, is Damian Pierce, especially with the emergence of Cam Akers and what's going on there. He has made the 53 as of now. Do you get the sense that this is a play? Because a lot of people believe that he's trade bait. They're going to try to trade him. Do you get the sense that he is going to be dressed and on this roster week one against the Colts?
Yeah, I think, you listen to everything that D'Amico Ryan says. I've talked to people behind the scenes. They just feel like the sample size for Damian Pierce to have any type of determination of whether he shouldn't be on the roster was just too small. 8 carries, he only had 9 yards, but they're going to give him more time. He does a lot more than just running the football. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, he made himself valuable when he played on both sides of special teams, a kick return game and on the kickoff. And they believe that he has a track record of performing well. Last year, he was dealt with a lot of injuries, wasn't great. You know, they believe that he's a lot better. He's played well in practice. So I believe they'll give him a chance. They'll give him a few games at the very least. He'll definitely be there week one, I believe. Now, things could certainly change if somebody makes the right offer or if he continues to struggle. Then I think you possibly could see them look at a potential trade and maybe make that determination. But I think after those two preseason games, they weren't ready to make the determination that Dameon Pierce wasn't the right fit on this roster. I think they'll give him some grace.
Follow me with this example. Let's say Joe Mixon gets the first two series, and then they want to give him maybe a series off in the third series. Who is the running back week one?
Hello.
Yeah, is that you got me?
Say it again.
The scenario I'm creating: Joe Mixon gets the first two series. They say they want to give him a series off. Who is the running back that gets that series?
I think right now it's Cam Akers. Okay. You know, just the way he played in the preseason, he was consistent. I don't think he had a bad game. I think he proved himself to climb up that ladder and be that number two. Now, I think it changes, though, if Joe Mixon were to get hurt. I think they would use both Dameon and Cam Akers. I don't think they would give Cam Akers solely the role. I think it would be a split between those two. But I think if it's a third down, then I do think you're looking at Cam Akers because he's a little bit of a quicker back. Joe Mixon's more of a powerful back. They kind of complement each other's strengths, and it gives you a different type of feel when you put a different running back in the game like him.
Yeah, Jonathan, I mean, I'm with you. I think obviously if Damian's on this roster, I think he's going to get touches. And I just wonder at this point in time how long Bobby Slowick can continue to do that. I mean, look, we get enamored with the pass game last year and what he's done with C.J. Stroud, and that's very fair, justifiable. But at the end of the day, the run game has been suspect, and the inability to generate a consistent run game that is on time, in scheme, in design. That's a problem for Bobby Slowick. So that's got to be addressed. And I just wonder how patient they're going to be with Dameon Pierce if things don't seem to turn the corner in the first couple of games. Hey, Big Hynish obviously is injured on the defensive line. Danico Autry. So already slim in the middle there. What do you think that he didn't get cut? He's just on IR. What do you think that does to the interior defensive line? How does that impact the Texans?
Yeah, I think essentially what you'll see is the Texans will probably go look through the waiver wire, look through free agency, and try to target somebody at defensive tackle. You got Tim Settle, who's also dealing with the injury, who should come back pretty soon, but he's dealing with the injury, didn't practice all training camp. They're unsure exactly of what they have in him. I think they like Mario Edwards and Falefa Kanse, and Khalil Davis played pretty well. But I definitely wouldn't be surprised if they were to sign another defensive tackle and try to make that group a little bit deeper. I think even with a healthy Tim Settle and a healthy Kurt Hines, they were still going to target that position because, in my opinion, it's the weakest on the entire group as far as depth goes and the starters. They had a significant drop-off when they lost Sheldon Rankins and Malik Collins. And now they're trying to piece together what they have in the interior. So I think that's the position that they have to target these next 24 hours.
All right, Jonathan, before we get you out of here, curious, the big news here roster-wise is they're going to have to put Christian Harris on IR. Not really a surprise. He hasn't practiced much, and the one time he did, he wasn't able to finish. And certainly the calf thing is giving him problems. What all are you hearing about that? How long could he be out?
Yeah, I think they hope that he can return after those 4 weeks because, you know, when you're on the short-term IR, you miss a minimum of 4 weeks. But the hope is that he can return. He re-injured that lower leg injury, but they hope that he can come back full health. So they'll have to rely on Jake Hansen, who they thought played really well throughout training camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.